Well, hello and welcome. This is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 21st of March 2024. We are officially now into spring. I've got to say, I managed to finish work a little early yesterday and I went to the allotment on my way home from work. It was so nice to see so many people working on the allotment. Beautiful sunshine, people working away. One of my neighbours who only had a quarter plot, they've managed to get themselves a brand new plot of a much larger size. So they were busy moving things over. And I was just out, did a bit of weeding, clearing out and the usual sort of thing. It was so nice. The soil seems to be drying out. I think we have finally turned that corner. And long may it continue. I believe we're expecting a little bit of rain tomorrow. But apart from that, I cannot see any rain on the horizon. Now, the other advantage that I've had is that today I actually have started a few days off work. Amanda, my wife, has gone up to Cumbria to visit her dad, and I've taken the rest of this week and next week off work, although I'm on call over East Weekend, so that I can spend a bit of time with Roxy. We don't like leaving her on her own at the best of times. Oh, I certainly don't, I should say. But leaving her on our own all day is just a no-no. So I've taken this time off work. I've spent today out in the garden and having that first real proper tidy up. Right throughout winter, I have been doing bits and bobs. But sometimes you just need to really knuckle down and really get involved in things. So I've emptied pretty much all my compost bins and used the compost. One of them is still producing compost, shall we say. I've cleared away my straw bales that I used for straw bale gardening last year. Straw bale gardening didn't work for me last year, I'll be honest with you. I'm going to try again this year, but instead of having five straw bales, I'm just going to have one and see if we can get it right with just that one before moving on. But those five bales needed something doing with, and I've used those as a mulch on some of my beds. And yeah, I mowed the lawn, first cut of the year, but the garden now looks so much better. I've got a phrase that I'm using, Instagrammable, which is and one of those annoying phrases, but it's, as you know, this year we are thinking about trying to make our garden more attractive, more eye-pleasing. All the concentration is for aesthetics. And Instagrammable is the phrase that I'm using right throughout. And that's what I have been doing today. It's there. It is looking pretty damn good. Now, one of the other things that I have done today is, of course, sow the purple sprouting broccoli that we have sent out in this month's gift pack. Purple sprouting broccoli for me is a plant that I have grown many, many times. I've grown it from seed. It does take a long time to really produce harvest. We're looking sort of 9 months to a year. So it's worth just sowing a few now, sow a few more next month and so on. But once they're sown and growing, and providing they are in the right bed, they are incredibly easy to go. They are very much a put it in and forget about it. So what I've done, I've actually sown these into plug plant trainers, one seed per plug plant, about 1 centimetre deep, and I've just kept them above 12 degrees C. My greenhouse is about that temperature at the moment, so it should be fine in there. We would expect germination to take a couple of weeks. As long as we just keep the compost moisture in that time, I do not see it being a problem. And they should germinate, as I say, within 2 weeks. And I will probably just leave them in their plug plants, to be honest with you. Unless the plug plant just gets so full of roots, they will probably stay in that plug plant until it is time to plant them out. Now, I won't plant them out till mid-May, once the risk of frost has passed. Providing the actual plants look strong and big enough to plant out and cope with being outside. But what I'm going to do in the meantime is just prepare the bed that they are to grow. So this is a brassica bed. We just want to make sure there's plenty of organic matter, not manure, but plenty of organic matter added to the soil and lime to make sure that the pH is just right. So I'm going to have one or two of these here at home and a few down on the allotment. After that, we're just going to plant them into place. And as long, what I would do, because pigeons can be a bit of a problem pecking at the leaves, what I will do is spray them with Grazer's G1 while they're young in order to try and deter the pigeons from pecking at the leaves. That's the only real problem we have. Of course, there are other ways you could net them, CDs, things like that, just to try and scare away the pigeons. Keep them weed free, keep the soil moist, a bit of blood, fish and bone or bone meal from time to time, or chicken manure pellets just to feed them every now and then. They will grow right through the winter, and then in the spring you will start to actually see some little florets of purple broccoli. Cut those away as and when needed. They're quite small, but they are delicious. You do need quite a few plants. They are big plants, but they are, I think, well worth growing. And it's certainly one on my list for what we want to grow. Just remember, they are a brassica, so they need that lime in the soil before and when you plant them. It's the only tip that I really have when it comes to brassicas. Now, as I said, because I've got a bit of time off this week and weekend, I've got plenty of things that I am going to be doing both for here and on the allotment. So what am I going to be doing here at home? I'm going to have a big pricking out, potting on, sowing session, getting our plants ready to go. Have a good tidy up in the greenhouse. Make sure that we have plenty of space. Tidy up in the shed as well. And making sure all our pots are organized so that I can really quite quickly get into this. One of the things I'm going to be putting into pots is my chilies and my aubergines and my sweet peppers. I've put a picture up today on social where my peppers have just been attacked by whitefly, and it's really, really annoying. So I'm going to really try and stop that from happening and pot those up so that they are going to continue to grow, but also freeze up a few of the smaller pots so that I can move on with the next stage. Rhubarb and asparagus all need potting up as well. I've got to say, I've noticed that the rhubarb and the asparagus from last year are already growing quite well. So those beds are almost ready for them. So lots of things going on there. Now, down on the allotment, I'm going to head down there Saturday morning. First thing I'm going to do is just clear away any weeds from the potato beds. We've been running the hoe through that soil quite regularly at the moment, and it looks pretty good down, I have to say. So I'm just going to remove any weeds, and then we're going to plant out our potatoes. I'm going to start with our main crops. I'm going to do it in reverse, if you like, but the main crops are going to go in, and then any of the first earlies, second earlies are probably going to go in pots and things like that should I need it. I'm doing it the wrong way around, I know. Normally you'd put the first earlies in first because they need a longer growing time. And a shorter growing time, but you would put them in and then the main crops will go in last. But the reason I'm doing it the other way round, I'm not getting my words out very well tonight, but the reason I'm doing it the other way round is just purely because the main crops are going in the ground as they tend to grow better in the ground. And because I've only got three beds in the area where these are to grow, I don't think I'm necessarily going to have enough space for all my potatoes. So any potatoes that don't have enough space are going to go in pots. So I prefer that to be our first earlies. Yeah, so that's the main thing I'm focusing on this weekend, is getting my potatoes in. We'll probably do a bit more weeding and things like that as well. But basically, the greenhouse is there. And if this lovely weather continues, it will just keep getting better and better. I'm just constantly running that hoe through the beds at the moment, trying to ensure... we have no weeds. Right, on that note, I'm going to wrap this one up for tonight, and I will speak to you again on Sunday. Until then, please take care.